This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
I'm your big daddy, and I want to be referred to as such.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
Just take the L. I'm not even trying to compete with that Lego.
Okay, good.
I am generic white male.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's Andrew Gundling.
You couldn't possibly understand the hurt.
And tonight's ENN is sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and the best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Peter is off tonight from ENN. He's not off from working, though. He'll be doing commentary for the Celebrity Game All-Star Weekend in Chicago, so check him out on ESPN about an hour from now. Michael, what's up? How are you? Yeah. And Don, how are you?
So they had me change my name to David Andrews.
Great alias. I'll tell you what. I kind of want to keep the Mike Breen love going.
Is that all right?
Yeah. So I have here, because like really when I was thinking about it, I'm 35. So, you know, I obviously remember a lot of Marv Albert moments. But Breen has kind of been the voice of the NBA for me for most of my lifetime. So I have here my three favorite calls.
All right.
Breen. Nice. Now, one of them is kind of – it's one of my favorites from him, but it's also because it happened on this very day in the height of Linsanity. I know we did one the other day, but this was against the Raptors, Jeremy Lin.
The crowd on its feet here at the Air Canada Center. Lin puts it up. Bang! Jeremy Lin from downtown, and the Knicks take the lead. Amazing here at the Air Canada Center. 0.5 seconds remaining. Linsanity continues.
That was this day in 2012.
Great call.
Yep.
Wow. 8 years ago. Incredible.
Yeah. This one, another thing about Breen that I always like is that he even makes regular season games sometimes feel like playoff games. This was the Saturday night ABC game. February 28th, 2016, Steph Curry against Oklahoma City as time was running out.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 0.6 seconds remaining! The brilliant shooting of Stephen Curry continues. And he ties the NBA record with his 12th three-pointer of the game.
Oh, man. What a game. What a game. And then last one, one of the biggest shots, I think, in NBA history. Game 6, 2013 Finals, Miami down 3, facing elimination, Ray Allen.
James catches, puts up a 3, won't go, rebound Bosh, back out to Allen, his 3-pointer, bang! Tie game with 5 seconds remaining! Spurs do not have a timeout!
He's great.
Amazing.
Man. He's great.
I was thinking about this. You know, we talked about how he's never been accused of favoring one team or the over the other. I want to run this by you, Don.
Yes.
Mike might have benefited. He's the voice of the Knicks.
Right.
The Knicks, since he's been the voice of the Knicks, have had so few big moments. They've been dreadful. They've never made runs in the playoff whatsoever. And no one could ever say that he called the Knick game against the Warriors and that he favored the – nobody could say that.
Right, like when Joe Buck is doing a Cardinals game
because he had a connection with the Cardinals. The Knicks have been completely irrelevant as Mike has been the voice of the NBA. The only winning games he gets to do is in the postseason, you know, that mean anything. So the fact that the Knicks have been bad, I think has helped the perception of Mike as being a right-down-the-middle guy.
You know, I was thinking that, too, because you're right. I mean, since he took over in 2003, the Knicks have not really played in any big series, and he hasn't had that awkwardness of calling them
right
in the big moment nationally. But then I thought about it. How many people that hate Joe Buck even know that he's affiliated with the Cardinals? How many people that always hated Joe Morgan like think about him as a Red? I just think that fans just they create their own narrative sometimes, and for some reason Breen is exempt from it.
I think people knew that Joe Buck was a Cardinal. I mean, his dad was a Cardinal announcer. I think that was a big deal.
I think so too. But like, how many Yankees Red Sox games has Joe Buck done where one side thought he was favoring the other, and the Cardinals had nothing to do with that?
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah, for some reason, and you guys certainly know how I feel about Joe Buck. I think he's extraordinarily great. For some reason, people just have it out for him. I don't know why. A lot of people will tell me, well, he comes off as smarmy, whatever the case may be. He's great at what he does. Every game sounds big that he does, and I think he should be respected for that. And we should also give credit to Michael Wilbon of ESPN. He also was the writing recipient of the Kurt Gowdy Media Award.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So congrats to all of them. Really cool.
Yeah.
Let's see, guys. We've done a lot of negative baseball this week, rightfully so. And I will actually get to more of that in a minute. But here is a little bit, I guess you could call this a positive baseball story for ENN. I don't know if you've seen, MLB Network's been counting down their top 100 players in the game right now. And they completed that list yesterday. I have the top 10 here. I don't know if you want to do guessing or if you want me to just tell you.
Top 10 in baseball?
Right now, Trout. Yes. Trout is number one.
Yeah, Trout's number one.
Yelich?
Number two. Very good.
Rendon, three?
Rendon is six.
Is Judge in the top 10?
No.
No.
There are two pitchers.
Garrett Cole?
He's number seven.
Jacob DeGrom?
And he's number eight.
Ronald Torres? Not there?
No, he didn't.
Acuna Jr.
No, good guess, actually, but no. That's a good thought. I'll tell you the others that you're missing here. Bellinger is three.
Okay.
Mookie Betts is four. How about that? Dodgers have three and four on the list. Bregman is five. Oof. Wow. I wonder if people feel differently about that now. Arenado is nine, and Lindor is 10.
It does show you that they're picking that and they're not doing anything regards to postseason. Mike Trout has played in one postseason series, got swept. Cody Bellinger has been great during the regular season. He's just disappeared in every postseason series that he's played.
Yeah. Eight Yankees made the list. That's really, really good. I mentioned Cole.
So let's see the eight Yankees, Michael.
Okay.
You've got Cole, you've got Judge.
Yeah, right. Judge was 16.
Gary Sanchez.
He was 80.
You've got Gleyber Torres.
31.
You've got Stanton.
63.
Oh, it's at five, so we have three more.
Did they put Chapman in?
He's 75th.
How about...
How many we have left?
Tanaka?
Two left. No Tanaka.
They didn't put LeMayo in the top 100.
37th.
Wow.
37.
Yeah, made it with ease.
Wow.
He belongs.
Wow.
He does really belong, but he's the goods.
Wow.
Yeah, but 37.
Yeah,
I wonder if he
40.
Would have been 37 if he didn't have last year. Because in baseball thought he was that great. The Yankees got him for a bargain.
No, you say they don't factor postseason, but his postseason was awesome.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, there's one more.
No Tanaka, there's no other pitchers, right?
How do you want me to respond to that?
Don't Severino in
there? Yeah, he's 83rd. Yeah.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
What do you mean it's ridiculous? Before he got hurt.
Well, I don't care, but he got hurt. And then he was awful in the first in the half when he got hurt. No, he's not a top 100 player.
Who are you to argue with them?
Do you want to name the four Mets, Don? We already have DeGrom, who was eighth.
Well, let's say Pete Alonso.
24th, yes.
Do they have Noah?
They don't.
How about, do they have Diaz?
No. No way.
You can't have Cespedes.
No.
One
of them made the top 50.
I'll take a complete...
Oh,
is
not,
it Dellin?
No.
Wilson Ramos?
Diaz.
No.
Are we missing somebody obvious?
I don't know. I wouldn't kill you for it. All right, I'll tell you. At 78 was Michael Conforto. And coming in at number 49, breaking the top 50, was Jeff McNeil.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a wow.
I need a little bit more.
Wow. This
right?
is, the Jeff McNeil gets this.
Bang!
Wow, that's a top 50 player in baseball right now. Mets have three guys.
So,
good for them.
Are they just putting it on what they did last year?
All it says is the top 100 right now. So whatever you.
Well, I guess they do this every year, right? So I guess it has to be heavily weighed on what you did the previous year, I guess. And he's had a great start to his career. There's no question. But would I say that he's in the top 50 baseball players right now? I guess so.
There you go.
What are you basing Severino on then? Because would you say Severino was a top 100 player last year?
No.
No, definitely
not. And
you
probably couldn't say it the year before either because he missed most of it. So it's
No,
it's
he didn't
odd.
Miss most of the year before. He had a great first half and was bad
that's
in the second
what I mean.
Half.
Yeah, he had a bad second half and then missed most of last year. And he's on the list. Granted, it's low, but it's in the 100. So they have to be basing it on something from like 3 years ago. So, I don't know.
Well, now Jeff McNeil's going to get the everyday third base job, and he's number 50. Beautiful.
No, he's a very good player, and I don't think it's awful that he's on the list. 40, top 50s.
I don't know.
It's
It's now, hardly scientific. I don't know.
I have one more Astro quote. You have time for that?
Yeah, please. Of course.
Always time for
this is from Trevor Bauer again, the gift that keeps giving, about Jim Crane saying it didn't affect the game. We don't think it affected the game. You're either lying or you're a bleeping idiot. And you don't become a billionaire owner of a team by being a bleeping idiot, so you're lying.
I think he nailed it, to be honest.
Yeah, he really has. I mean, there's some things he whiffed on, like complaining about the game the way that he did. But I think on the cheating stuff, he's been spot on.
How about some more anti-Astro quotes?
Love it.
We heard from Cody Bellinger earlier. Here's one of his teammates, another pitcher for the Dodgers, Alex Wood. Here he is saying that Houston went too far.
You know, when guys know what's coming, you know, it's a whole different ball game. You know, people, this is a game, but it's also a lot of guys' lives. It's how they feed their families.
Yeah. One more from him. Another Alex Wood talking about the possibility of pitchers throwing at Astros hitters.
Wouldn't surprise me if something like that, if that happened. I mean, just to be honest, and it's funny because I'm sure it probably will happen. Somebody will take it into their own hands and they'll get suspended more games than any of those guys got for the biggest cheating scandal in 100 years, right. You know? So it'll be pretty ironic when that happens because I'm sure that's how it'll end up playing out.
You know, Joey Clam said it kind of in passing, but it's true. So in essence, the MLB is protecting the Astros by suspending the players that throw at them. So here they are. They didn't suspend any of the players, and they'll probably spend half the season protecting the players.
Don, I think it was you that made the point earlier that I thought was really kind of on point. With the reason that so many players are so angry about this is that no one paid for this.
Yeah. That's what's crazy. Like with the Patriots scandal, I guess the Deflategate was Tom Brady, but the Spygate, it wasn't really on any of the players, right? So this is so player-driven.
And they're the ones that didn't get punished. Again, it's been said that in order to get information, you give immunity. But our good friend from Australia, Jarv from Oz, tweeted this out yesterday. He said, in legal parlance, you give immunity to the minions to bring down the kingpins. But in this case, you gave immunity to the kingpins to bring down essentially the minions.
That's
it doesn't make sense.
That's exactly what I said yesterday. To what end? I mean, you granted immunity to get what? A bunch of no names in the grand scheme of things to apply a $5 million fine to Crane? For Lou now to get suspended a year and Hinch to get suspended a year, because in essence you can't give Major League Baseball credit for those guys getting fired. The suspensions, the fines or the discipline was only the 1 year suspension to it. So
and the whispers I'm hearing right now, they're not even going to come down anywhere near as hard as people think on the Red Sox, and that this could possibly serve as some sort of absolution for Alex Cora.
And if you go back, because I keep comparing it to the Patriots, because Tom Brady was the player that was accused of deflating the footballs, he got a quarter of his season.
Right.
He had suspended four games. That's 25% of his season that he lost out on.
Wow.
And I wouldn't even, listen, the deflating the balls was bad, but was it as bad as this?
No. Not even close. Not even remotely close.
Right.
Also weighing in on this, former Astro and current Met J.D. Davis. Now, Davis is interesting because you might remember back in December, just 2 months ago, he said this to the New York Post. He said, "I wasn't aware of anything, and even if there was, I wish I would have known because I batted only 180 or 200 or something like that, but I really have no clue." So he kind of just like made a joke. Oh, I wish I knew about sign stealing because it would have really helped me. But you know what? The internet is undefeated, because shortly after Davis said that, this emerged.
Right past the mound into center field.
Yeah, that was footage uncovered of a trash can being banged during one of Davis's at-bats in 2017. So he was obviously aware of what was going on.
That's why we all have to be careful, right? I mean, we're giving a lot of credit to these players for coming out of the woodwork and destroying the Astros and the integrity of the game. They better hope there isn't some video out there or some controversy later on that exposes these quotes. I mean, they all have to be buttoned up and careful.
Yep.
Right?
Because
in the era of the internet, you know, the John boys here in New York, I mean, they can sprout up anywhere around the country, and we can find anything we want to exploit a narrative.
Yeah. So naturally, when Davis met the media today, he was singing a much different tune. Here he is addressing the comments that he made back in December, where he claimed to not know anything.
Back in December, we had that same, question. And, I spoke a little bit prematurely. I spoke before the MLB or during the investigation. And so, I was a rookie, and I was, going up and down the system, and I was, fighting for my life. And, MLB called, and I cooperated with them. And, cooperated with them, and I just made my statements. And back to the December comment and the interview, I just, I spoke prematurely.
I've got to give a little advice and guidance for the youngsters that listen to the show. Most people, when they do something wrong and they're confronted with it, their first reaction is to lie. That's exactly what he did. They're going to lie until they're told that we know you're lying, and then all of a sudden they'll find said religion. So
yeah.
It doesn't surprise me at all. Every time you corner a rat is going to strike back at you rather than just take it. They're going to lie. That's the flea reaction. I got to lie because there's no way I could get caught up in this. But there's always proof nowadays. There's cameras and microphones everywhere, except there's no proof of Mason Rudolph saying that word.
No.
Yeah, until somebody eventually finds it, right? It's not like people aren't looking for it. But that's the society we live in now. If we don't find the N-word said, then it didn't happen. Because we always seem to find it out. Like Brian Cashman said before, if you do something wrong, eventually it's going to get weeded out. So that's the way you've got to like live your life now, is you're going to have to assume that it's going to resurface, that somebody found it. There's just too much technology now. Back in the day, you'd be like, all right, I know there's no way they're going to be able to find out about it. Really? Nowadays, they'll find out.
Yeah. I also think people are not in the mood to be hearing part of what J.D. Davis said there, where he's trying to explain it away by saying, I was a young major leaguer trying to break in.
You weren't a young major leaguer when you were asked in December?
Right. No, certainly not then. But, just trying to explain it away, you weren't the only young major leaguer in baseball at the time. There's a lot of guys fighting
Tony
for their job.
Tony Kemp said he didn't want the signs.
Right. To me, the only excuse you can use that as the excuse, the age, is why you didn't blow the whistle. Mm-hmm. Like, you could say that I got caught up in it, I did it, I take responsibility for that. But, hey, listen, I was a rookie. I just got called up. You expect me to go to Major League Baseball and say my teammates are cheating? Like that, I can use the youth as the excuse. But otherwise, cheating's cheating.
Guys, one of my secret favorite sports weekends of the year is here. NBA okay. All-Star Weekend. Here's your events. Tonight, of course, the reason Peter's not doing ENN right now, he's on the call of the Celebrity Game on ESPN at 7 o'clock. Then also tonight at 9 o'clock, the Rising Stars Game, USA versus the World. For Knick fans out there looking for some sort of rooting interest, RJ Barrett is on the World team for that. I'm taking Trae Young, by the way, as my MVP.
Why not?
For anybody who's... Yeah, although tough not to take Zion or Ja Morant. By the way, have you seen Zion lately? 32 points... Last night, 31 points the game before that. He's the fourth teenager in NBA history to record consecutive 30-point games. The only players younger than him to do it were LeBron and Devin Booker.
He was at a charity event today in Chicago and ran into Barack Obama.
I think Obama was at the shoot-around. He met the whole team, it looked like.
But he did meet him at this charity event where they were stuffing backpacks for kids, and he said it was one of the greatest moments of his life. As President Obama stood there and recited his stats from the last, three or four games, every stat that Obama's not a Fugazi basketball fan. He's a real basketball
remember
player.
Where Obama was last year. He was at the game when Zion blew out his shoe. Yeah. Sitting courtside.
Now, I don't know how it's going to be handled by the Pelicans the rest of the way. Are they going to load management him at all because he went a long time without playing? Are they going to give him days off in the second half of the season?
So I would say probably, especially if they fade from being in any kind of playoff picture.
Well, let me ask you this. If you're going to take games away from him, then what are you letting him play in this game for? In a way, I kind of understand it because the NBA really seems to be invested in this weekend. But if you're going to let him play in the Young Stars game, then why would you allow him to take a regular season game off in the second half?
I mean, first of all, these games aren't the most intense games ever. We'll see how many minutes he actually plays. Also, you might really anger him if you tell him no. I mean, this might be a thing that he's excited about taking part in. I don't know.
I appreciate it. Listen, I think one of the reasons this weekend is so much fun is because the NBA gets it for the most part. And – they really buy into this stuff. It's not just a throwaway. It's something that they care about. So maybe they do look at this as, hey, I want him playing in this game. And if he has to miss a game sometime in March, well, then we live with that, because I think the NBA understands the importance of this weekend. Their All-Star weekend isn't a throwaway.
No. Saturday night, a lot going on. It starts with the Skills Challenge. I'm picking Chris Middleton. Nets fans, by the way, you have Spencer Dinwiddie to root for in that event. Three-point shootouts at 9 o'clock on Saturday. I think I'm going with Buddy Hield. Although I kind of want Zach LaVine to win, because if he does, he'll become the first player ever to have won both the three-point contest and the dunk contest.
Yeah, usually guys that dominate and skied aren't great with three-pointers.
Yeah.
That's Avril's brother, right?
Very good, Don. Spelled differently. I'm sorry. I think there's a G in LaVine for Avril. Dunk contest is also Saturday night. Pat Connaughton, Aaron Gordon, Dwight Howard back in it, and Derek Jones Jr.
I'm taking Howard.
Going Howard?
Yeah.
I feel like it's...
He might unearth the Superman stuff again.
I want Aaron Gordon, kind of in the spirit of Andy Reid. Like, Andy Reid was too good to not have a Super Bowl. I feel like Aaron Gordon, he's so good every year in the dunk contest. It feels like he should have one. So I want him to win that.
Beautiful.
And then, of course, the game is on Sunday. It's Team LeBron versus Team Giannis. And remember, totally new format. Four quarters where they kind of start over. Each of the first three quarters begins with a 0-0 score. They'll play 12 minutes. At the start of the fourth quarter, the game clock is turned off, and then a final target score is set. The final target score is determined by taking the leading team's total, their cumulative score through three quarters, and adding 24 points to it. Kind of confusing. Hopefully people can understand.
Well, it makes you have to play each quarter. You don't give up a quarter, because you don't want to be that far behind, because if you're like 10 points behind with the cumulative scores, you have to score 34 points, and the other team has to score 24 points.
Yeah. No members of the Knicks or Nets in the All-Star game, I'm sorry to report. Kemba Walker's from New York. I don't know if that helps people.
No.
No, okay. By the way, All-Star Saturday night and the game on Sunday can both be heard right here on 98.7
nice.
ESPN.
Beautiful.
Let's see, one more NBA one for you to go out on. Props to Kevin Garnett.
What about this Man City thing? I thought we were going to do a Man City thing.
Did you want that?
Yeah, just give a quick one. Forget about Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett's number is going to get retired by the Celtics before the Timberwolves. He's the best player in their franchise history. It's crazy. Manchester City has been banned for 2 years from the Champions League. So what that means is they're still in the Premier League, which is their main league, but the top four teams from the Premier League, from Spain's league, from the German league, from all leagues around Europe go into what's called the Champions League. For lack of a better comparison, it's like a playoffs for European teams.
It's the big deal.
It's a huge deal. It's the biggest club competition in the world. And they ran afoul, basically, of what's called financial fair play. There's not a salary cap in soccer, in European soccer, but it's like guardrails that are supposed to prevent you from being able to lose too much money and trying to spend your way out of it. Manchester City ran afoul of it, so they've been banned 2 years. It's a huge penalty for a team. This has happened before to teams, but it's such a big deal because they're a team that's good enough to win the thing. It's happened before, it's not usually to teams that good. So it's a massive deal. Like I said, if you want more Caught Offside, we did a special emergency podcast on it earlier today. So you can find that. And that is ENN for tonight.
What a week. What a week. We'll be back. We'll recap the All-Star Weekend on Monday. Start at 2:55. Don has the play-by-play for the Ranger game. Pre-game starts in moments. Play-by-play at 7. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.